why do astronauts need to know a little bit about geology?
Yeah, so the training kind of has three main objectives. The first is that we recognize that when they're on board the International Space Station, when they're in orbit, they have a unique vantage point to look back on the Earth. And so when they know the right kinds of processes or landforms to look for, it's really helpful to get their scientific expertise from that vantage point. So it's training them to make observations of the Earth. It's training them, if they have boots on the ground somewhere on the moon or Mars, how to do field geology, how to construct a geologic map, how to do the right kind of sampling. And then we're also training them to be advocates for geology when they move on to other projects.
I hadn't thought of that before, that, you know, even if they're just at the International Space Station and not actually walking on another planet, they can still learn a lot about Earth's geology by looking down.
Absolutely, yeah. Just a few weeks ago, there was another volcanic eruption off the coast of Russia, and one of the astronauts that was on board that had gone through geology training was able to be the first person to capture this volcanic eruption going on and sent the picture back to Earth and especially onto some of the geology trainers. So really emphasizes that, you know, they're taking to heart what we're teaching them.
So walk me through a day of training. You take these astronauts out to the field, and what do you do with them?
Before getting there, they'll have an idea of what the landscape might look like, where some of these important geologic relationships might occur. But then when they get out to the field, they're trying to ground truth this geologic map and reconstruct the overall history that occurred there. So it's a lot of guiding questions, you know, making sure that they're sampling, analyzing the mineralogy within these rocks, figuring out how different lava flows relate to each other in age. And then at the end, they'll turn in a geologic map and their timeline of the geologic history for that area.
Do you give them like a grade afterwards to tell them how well they've done?
There's no grading per se. Based on last year's mapping, I would say that they are pretty proficient by the end of the week.
So the current class of astronaut candidates, how many of them have had this kind of background or training before?
So there's 13 astronaut candidates in this 2017 class. Most of them are test pilots, engineers, but there's one that has a geology background and another that has a background in more geobiology or astrobiology. And so those two, Jessica Watkins and Zena Cardman, have a little bit more of a leg up on the other astronauts, but they're still learning things as we go. And, you know, as any geologist will tell you, the more rocks you see, the better prepared you are in the future.
Do you feel like it's your job not only to educate them about geology, but to sort of inspire them as well?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that being here in Flagstaff and knowing that they're training in the same locations, you know, following in the footsteps of the Apollo astronauts. It's inspiring for us, and I think it'll probably be pretty inspiring for them, especially with this push to go back to the moon by 2024. And then also looking onwards to Mars.
Do you think that's on the horizon in the next couple of decades?
Sending humans to Mars?
Yeah.
I think so. Yep, that's certainly the direction that the program is heading, using the moon as a stepping stone, and then sights are set on Mars after that.
Lauren Edgar, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.